Please stand. Join me in Shema tonight. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, b'chol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol me'odecha. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Amen. Amen. Please say these words after me from Psalm 118. The stone the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. The Lord has done this. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. These are the very words of God. Amen. Please sit down. In my opinion, one of the most misquoted verses in the Hebrew Bible. Not that we use it incorrectly, as much as we use it in a way that robs it of its deepest richness. We say, it's Sunday. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good theology and true. That's not really what the psalm says. Listen. The stone the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. The Lord has done this. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What is the day the Lord has made? The day the rejected stone became the head of the corner. This is the day in which we rejoice every day. My prayer after these weeks is that our rejoicing is not simply because God has made Sunday through Saturday, but because there once was a day when a rejected stone became the head of the corner, and that fills our hearts and minds with the deepest joy every day. Join me in a moment of prayer. Father, we've sought your word Sunday evenings. Thank you that your word speaks as powerfully and as clearly as it always has. Thanks that our minds continue to be deepened, our hearts continue to be softened. Once more, we ask you that as we join together, your Holy Spirit would show us truth. In Messiah Jesus' name, amen. Two thoughts. One is, I think I've been so blessed these 10 weeks for a lot of reasons, and I shared some of them last week. One is, it strikes me, you come from about 50 different denominational backgrounds. That moves me so deeply that we can be here together without letting our differences separate us. I think that's a remarkably wonderful picture of heaven. You know, there were two temples, the first and the second. First one was destroyed, the Jews say, because they worshiped idols. The second one was destroyed because Jew didn't get along with Jew. And so God took their temple away. At least that's how they understand it. Someone once said to a rabbi, is it any less painful to the ears of heaven to hear the people of God quarreling than it is to hear about idol worship? And the rabbi said, God took both temples. There is no difference between idolatry and brothers and sisters not getting along. And I really like that. Second thing is, I've learned after about 10 weeks, you can't top this in this church. So I give up. I concede. Although, there is a story I heard about Jim. When he was in seminary, he and three of his friends, I don't know if this story is true, it's probably apocryphal, but it seems to fit, went to Europe, and they were traveling around Europe. Well, it came Sunday. Jim's a good Reformed church guy, so he knew he had to go to church. So he went to a church in Belgium. He couldn't speak a word of Belgian. So there they sat. They came late, sat in the front row. Second from the front row, what were they to do? They didn't know what to do. And at the last minute, a young couple with a baby came in and sat in front of them. So the four guys quickly conferred and said, we'll do whatever they do. They seem to know, and that way we won't look stupid. So they did. When the couple stood up to sing, they stood up, couple sat down. That went really well until about halfway through the service, the couple stood up. And